All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Joe Skoranek. Joe, definitely had some rain Thursday night. I think some concerns for severe weather remain into today and possibly this weekend. What is the latest update from you guys?
Yeah, it looks like as far as today goes, we have some thunderstorms moving through the northwest part of the state now. It looks like those are mainly going to pass north and west of the Indianapolis metropolitan area. But we are expecting additional thunderstorm development closer to Indianapolis towards midday and on into the afternoon and also tonight. And storms, especially this afternoon and evening, could be strong to severe with some damaging winds and heavy rain possible and possibly an isolated tornado.
Okay, and so you said that's going to be late afternoon when that starts?
It looks like timing would be mainly after about 2 or 3 this afternoon. We're expecting to start to see redevelopment.
So flooding is also a concern really all across the state, but it looks especially like that in northwest Indiana with a flash flood watch in effect. What can folks up in that part of the state be ready for?
Yeah, that's correct. The northwest part of the state has a flash flood watch out through Saturday morning. We're expecting rounds of thunderstorms in that area through tomorrow with a possibility of up to 3 inches of rain by Saturday morning.
All right. And what other parts of the state are you guys concerned about when it comes to flooding? Because it looks like just about the entire state's going to get rain in some capacity for the next 5 days or so.
Yeah, we're heading into a pretty wet pattern across the area in general. There's going to be a lot of moisture in the air into the middle of next week. So any thunderstorm activity that develops could contain heavy rain.
All right, and then into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's looking like maybe the severe threat is not quite as possible or as prevalent, but that it looks like steady flow of rain across Indiana again. What's your assessment of the weekend?
Yeah, the severe threat will kind of diminish as we get into the weekend, but we still can't rule out an isolated severe storm even this weekend, but the general threat will be heavy rain.
What do you think people can do to be ready for flooding or get ready? Are there any precautions they can take?
Main thing at this time is be weather aware, monitor the radio for flood warnings, and just keep alert at this point.
And what are things looking like into next week?
It looks like the threat for storms will continue at least into the middle of next week. There are indications like by late next week that the storm chances may diminish some. So there may be some drying out towards the end of next week.
Temperatures, it looks like those are warming up, and it looks like humidity is going to be a factor.
Yeah, temperatures are still going to be pretty warm, and it's going to be humid. You're going to feel the humidity into early next week. Temperatures in the mid-80s to around 90.
Is that pretty much for the whole entire state?
Yeah, it'll be a little cooler as you get north with the more rainfall. They may be more like 80 degrees.
All right. I think that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. I think we covered everything.
All right. He's meteorologist Joe Skoranek with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Joe, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.